Wake Up Crew,
WGNS.
It's gonna be a lovely day.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it was lovely until we heard Brian sing.
You were singing too.
Yeah, but you're making me sound bad. I was on pitch.
I was too.
Yeah. Tuesday, November 18th is our day, and it's episode 1791. It's 9 days until Thanksgiving, folks. Probably should have already bought the turkey by now, don't you think?
Nah.
Now, why are you saying that? A lot of people take them and freeze them, and then they get them out, and you wait too long, they might not get a turkey. What are you eating at 6 o'clock in the morning? Tell the folks what you're eating.
A granola bar. It is a chewy dip. Quaker oats.
Hmm. 37.
Those are all breakfast things.
37, yeah. 37 days until Christmas. MTSU hosts Sam Houston Saturday. That's 12:30 p.m. airtime. That's the last home game. High school football playoffs continue Friday on WGNS. This weekend, Vandy hosts Kentucky. Tennessee is at Florida, and the Titans host Seattle. A lot at stake with Vanderbilt now. They got
to win out to have a chance.
We haven't talked about that game. Did you watch the game with Auburn?
Oh, yeah.
That might be one of the best games I've ever seen.
Really?
It was that good, yeah. It was really good.
I wish they could have done better at Texas.
Yeah, well, they almost won.
I know. They came back. They just got down too far in that one. I watched most of that game.
They're getting that way. I don't like the way they're going. They need to.
They get behind and they have to come roaring back.
Thanksgiving break is all next week for city and county schools, but WGNS will be here live.
Mm.
And it's Taco Tuesday. Okay.
Oh.
This is the day we talk about food. We don't talk about food as much when we have Dalton with us. I mean, we talk about it more when Dalton's with us than we do with just you and me.
Well, you've already brought up my breakfast.
Well, I know.
I thought it was a candy bar.
I've been eating a protein bar every morning.
Well, this has got protein. Peanut butter.
1 gram of sugar. How many grams of sugar does yours have?
Let me tell you. It's got 20 carbs. 11 grams.
Okay.
It's 140 calories. But it's really good. It tastes better than your protein bar.
You know, my protein bar tastes pretty good. Now, watch what you say. I don't know where my daughter got them for me. I think she got them at Costco, actually.
I've had those.
They think they're called Advance. Mm-hmm. And they're really good. The peanut cluster one is to die for. It's really good. I just grab something in the morning and, you know, just kind of do that. We are going to talk about McDonald's this morning. Mm. They made money this year, and I'll tell you how they did it. I'm going to tell you how they did it.
Not now, though.
No. Because we got to do our song of the day.
Do they normally not make money?
Yeah, they do, but I mean,
they made a lot of money.
A lot of places are having trouble. Some of the fast food are having a little trouble. Okay. I'm not going to say where, but yesterday, two burritos. Guess how much it cost me for two burritos? One was for my sister.
Where was this at?
I'm not going to tell you where. I'm not going to tell you the place.
Was it sit down or
no drive-through? Just how much do you think it would be? Two burritos.
$7.
Now, they're not thick burritos. They're just those little wraps, kind of like the size of McDonald's.
$7.83.
$9.48. That's crazy, isn't it?
So where was it?
Nope, not going to tell you.
Oh.
I don't want to. I mean, it's a local place. I don't want to get people in trouble. But $9.48, it's unbelievable. But prices are down. That's what I hear. Prices are down. Let's see, what else did I – but anyway, we're talking about McDonald's. They have kind of caught a little bit of, a little idea. But we'll talk about that. Song of the day. We're talking about the only six TV show theme songs that reached number one. This one is probably my favorite.
Billy.
you like the show?
Oh, I love the show.
Okay.
Great funny. The Greatest American Hero, Believe It or Not, by Joy Scarberry. Great show. All right, it's time for the weather, 617.
Checking your Rutherford Country weather. We'll continue to see lots of clouds throughout the area with occasional sunshine today. Also have a chance of showers and a few thunderstorms towards evening. Reach a high of 73, some breezy southerly winds throughout the area. But then tonight, chance of little showers and thunderstorms. Low near 60, winds breezy from the southwest. Lots of clouds Wednesday, high near 76. I'm Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, 54.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread, jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks, flavors that shine. From winter's chill to spring's sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boomless seas and sing. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Monday Night Football saw the Cowboys cruise past the Raiders 33-16, where Dak Prescott threw for 268 yards and four touchdowns. Las Vegas, as a team, had a total of 27 rushing yards. Here is Las Vegas quarterback Geno Smith.
I don't think there was any issue with the play calling. The plays were there. Guys were open. You know, you guys watch the film. I know we got a lot of Monday morning quarterbacks who like to watch film and take screenshots and see where guys are open. So I'm sure you guys will see where the guys were open. For me, again, I just got to play better. And I keep saying this, man, if something don't look right out there, blame it on me.
In the NBA, the Bulls snapped their five-game losing streak and hand the Nuggets their first loss at home, coming out on top 130-127. The 76ers came back to defeat the Clippers 110-108. In the NHL, the Capitals snapped the Kings' four-game winning streak as Alex Ovechkin scored his 903rd career goal to win it 2-1.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 21 after the hour here on the Wake Up Crew. It is Tuesday, November 18th. It is my wife's anniversary. May she rest in peace. And my daughter was the 9th, and the 18th was the wedding anniversary. I can't even remember now how many years we'd have been married. We were married 35, I think. So we were, ooh.
You'd have been over the 5-0,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. Just barely. So I mentioned the McDonald's thing that they're doing that has really brought more people in. First of all, it's the value meals are back.
Yeah.
That helps a lot.
You get a double cheeseburger and you get another one for a dollar if you get two, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They're doing some money saving things.
And the other thing are the wraps are back. So they're evidently,
is that what's helping?
They're doing really well too, the wraps. So for service, you know, I don't know. People criticize everybody for service, and McDonald's is hit or miss. Almost all of them are hit or miss. You get a good one, you know, you get somebody good at the drive-through, it works out great. But
well, I've noticed, I stopped in yesterday morning before the show and stopped in a convenience store because I needed to get gas, of all things, that early in the morning. But the poor lady was running around, and she said, I'm having to do the back of house. I'm having to do all the kitchen stuff because, you know, all those convenience stores have breakfast and stuff. She said, I'm the only cashier here. And there's nobody coming in until noon.
Yeah, no, that's.
And she was flustered.
Is she the manager? Was she the manager?
I don't know if she was the manager or not, but she was the only one. There were supposed to be two more people there with her to open up that morning, and she was the only one that showed up.
That is a problem, big time.
That's the biggest problem.
The I have not had their wraps yet at McDonald's. I guess they're good. So
the chicken wraps are not bad. Yeah, absolutely. They're good.
Why'd they ever get rid of them? Didn't they have them before?
That was one of those things that went away with COVID, I think.
I'll tell you something. There's several things that have gone away that I wish would come back. We'll talk about that later on in the morning. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Kick off the holiday season in downtown Murfreesboro at the annual Christmas tree lighting powered by MTE. It's going to be Friday, December 5th, starting at 6 p.m. Enjoy caroling with a visit with Santa and watch the tree light up and do some shopping while you're there. Celebrate Christmas in downtown Murfreesboro. That's on December 5th. Our good neighbor of the day is April Sneed, today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, for her leadership at Whitworth Buchanan Middle School, which will be missed as she opens Poplar Hill Middle. Congratulations to her. April Sneed will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan's Flowers Coffee and Gifts in WGNS. This Good Neighbor Spotlight, built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, supporting the folks who help keep Rutherford County thriving.
You can send in a good neighbor by texting neighbor to our number. Same thing for birthdays and anniversaries. Text those in, 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Well, it's Mickey Mouse Day, it's National Princess Day, it's Apple Cider Day, and it's the Occult Day.
All right, 6:24 here on the Wake Up Crew.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Tennessee families who rely on SNAP received their full November benefits on Monday, November 17th, after delays caused by the federal government shutdown. The Department of Human Services says households that got a partial payment will receive the rest starting Monday, while others should see their full amount in the coming days. Normal payment schedules resume for those who typically get benefits on the 18th through the 20th. Food banks saw increased demand during the lapse, though numbers dipped after partial benefits went out. State and local officials also provided emergency funding to help families through the disruption. Austin Drummond, accused of killing four members of a Lake County family, appeared before a criminal court judge Monday for the first time since his grand jury indictment. Drummond pleaded not guilty as prosecutors confirmed they will seek the death penalty. The judge also verified that his attorney, Brian Huffman, is qualified to represent him. Drummond is due back in court March 24th when his defense is expected to request a change of venue. So far, the state and defense have not reached an agreement on a protective order for evidence.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Country star Dolly Parton expanding her business empire to include roadside service stations. Parton will collaborate with Tennessean Travel Stop to bring Dolly's Tennessean Travel Stop to Cornersville. Tennessean Travel Stop's flagship location in Marshall County will be rebranded by early next summer as a way to invest in regional development and strengthen the state's tourism and infrastructure landscape, according to a website announcing the partnership. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 27 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, and we've got Good Neighbor events and weather and traffic all coming up here later on this hour, so stay with us. We'll get you where you need to go, hopefully safely, around Murfreesboro. And it ain't easy getting around Murfreesboro anymore, as everybody knows.
Can I do a public service announcement?
Oh, you need to do that on your hour, but okay, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you are the first person in a turn lane, or you're the first person in a lane, period, stay off your phone.
Is that a public service announcement or a gripe? What's bugging me?
I mean, either way, but if you're the first person, like you're the one that's going to initiate the go when the green light turns green, you need to be paying attention to that.
And the worst place is when you turn on Thompson Lane from wherever you're going, especially from Mofore Parkway.
Well, this incident happened when I was trying to turn left onto Broad from Thompson Lane.
Yeah.
In the turn lane, the two people in front on both turn lanes were on their phone. Seconds went by. I was the second person. Several seconds went by. And I tap my horn. Nothing. So then I blow the horn. And then they look up. They waved at me. Not in a nice way. And then went on. But it was like 10 seconds. That light doesn't stay green very long to turn.
Wow.
Okay. But don't you think if you're the first person in line?
Oh, yeah, it's aggravating.
Now, if you're the second person in line and you drive a Hyundai like John, the car will at least tell you, hey, dummy, go.
Yeah, if you're second in line.
Yeah,
you know,
but not if you're first in line.
I don't do much of that. I mean, I'm not going to say I've never done it, but
sure.
For the most part, I don't do that. I mean, it's just rude.
But anytime a car stops, it's like, on the phone. It's crazy.
And that's why it takes so long to get through a left-hand turn lane.
Yeah.
Forever. It takes, I mean, it's just, it is really aggravating and there's no reason for it.
It's
I think one day you'll have cars that will automatically turn your phone off when you get into the car. I think that's coming.
Yeah.
I do. I do think there's some way that people are finally going to get fed up and somebody's going to do something about it. So,
well, but you've got your navigation and all that kind of stuff that work. Your car can be just as distracting as your phone anymore with the screens and stuff.
True.
But I mean, don't scroll through Facebook if you're the first one in line. I just don't understand what's so important.
So let me try to interpret this. Don't keep Brian Barrett waiting at the traffic stop.
Well, no. Well, and you're going to get mad because you're sitting there on your phone and not paying attention. And people, I wasn't the first to honk my horn either. They just didn't hear it.
Maybe they got their music blasting phone blasting.
The guy that was in the car next to me, man, he was laying in on the horn. But cars are so insulated now, it's hard to even hear, like, when sirens are coming up and stuff.
Yeah, especially if it's third car back and if you got any music playing or anything else like that. So. And there's usually this from their Bluetooth, you know, so.
Maybe they're scrolling through their, I don't know. It's just gotten worse than ever, it seems.
Public service announcement from Brian Baird, which really sounded more like a complaint. All right, it's time for Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
November 18th is the date. And the date, in history, 1928, Walt Disney's Steamboat Willie's released the first Mickey Mouse sound cartoon. Nineteen 1959, Ben-Hur, directed by William Wyler and starring Charlton Heston, premieres in New York City. It was the Academy Awards Best Picture of 1960. I've always wanted to watch that movie, but I never have. I need to do that. I need to make up my mind. It's long.
Oh, is it?
It's about 3 hours, I think. In 1978, in Jonestown, Guyana, 918 members of the People's Temple are murdered or commit suicide under the leadership of cult leader Jim Jones. 2002, Up, the fourth studio album by Shania Twain, is released. That song. That was a big hit. I forgot about it. 2003 for Shania Twain. And finally, in 2015, Kangaroo Dundee, the wildlife TV series, premieres featuring Broga and Roger, the ripped kangaroo, on BBC Two. The ripped kangaroo?
Well, I guess that was following the Crocodile Dundee fame.
Exactly. And that was in 2015. Kangaroo Dundee and the ripped kangaroo. Wow. Are you wanting to read something to me?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just thinking about that. A ripped kangaroo.
Coming up, Brandon Brooks is standing by. He's going to have Rewind with us and tell you some of the things I didn't tell you, or maybe he'll say the same thing. You never know about him. And we'll have another check at the forecast and our first look at traffic coming up in just a bit as well here on the Wake Up Crew on a Tuesday, Taco Tuesday.
This is CBS Rewind.
November 18th, 1928. The New York premiere of the Walt Disney cartoon Steamboat Willie. It was the first official appearance of Mickey Mouse. November 18th, 1978. Because you had to be a big shot, dear. Billy Joel hit the top of the album chart with 52nd Street. And this date in 1980,
Barbara Mandrell.
The NBC premiere of the variety show, Barbara Mandrell and the Mandrell Sisters.
Sisters, Louise and Arlene Mandrell.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather, we'll continue to see lots of clouds throughout the area with occasional sunshine today. Also have a chance of showers and a few thunderstorms towards evening. We shall have 73, some breezy southerly winds throughout the area. Then tonight, chance of little showers and thunderstorms. Low near 60, winds breezy from the southwest. Lots of clouds Wednesday, high near 76. I'm Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, 54.
Good morning in the cleanup stages of this wreck here in Antioch. 24 eastbound. It's going to be right near Haywood Lane, and traffic is heavy here now in both directions. It was already going to get heavy here anyway in the westbound lanes this time of the morning. Now this eastbound crash here's got it slow there at Haywood Lane as it builds down I-40 coming in through the Mount Juliet area. Stein Dental Care in Nashville. Over 350 five-star wonderful Google reviews. Call Stein Dental Care in Nashville today. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. There's a free concert at MTSU's Wright Music Building this Sunday evening at 8 o'clock. It includes Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite, along with Respighi's Pines of Rome, and the Prince Igor Overture and the Pirates of the Caribbean. Again, the free concert, 8 o'clock this coming Sunday night at MTSU's Wright Music Building. We're in the holiday season, and that sometimes brings challenges. There's a free grief support meeting every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's Wednesday mornings at 10. The St. Clair Center is at 325 St. Clair Street in Murfreesboro. That's Wednesday mornings at 10. Give the gift of life, especially this time of year. Phone the Red Cross, 800-RED-CROSS, and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. And this is the final weekend to enjoy West Side Story at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro through this Sunday. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
I just had my cataract surgery.
McCabe Vision Center.
My astigmatism was corrected. My farsightedness, my nearsightedness, every single thing has been corrected.
McCabe Vision Center.
Give yourself the gift of sight. And I can drive at nighttime. I can see everything. I mean, crystal clear. Anyway, thank you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Woke radical liberals are screwing up this country, but Senator Bill Hagerty is fighting back. He backed one big, beautiful tax cut for working families, ending Social Security taxes for nearly all seniors, and taxes on tips and overtime gone. So call Senator Bill Hagerty at 202-224-4944 and thank him for backing working family tax cuts and putting America first. Paid for by American Prosperity Alliance.
You know, everyone has a more. First it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy. Recycle classy. Recycle right. Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
You know, there's several ways that you can get WGNSradio.com live. You can go listen on FM 101.9, 100.5, AM 1450. That's the old way, right? The
yes.
Old standard way. Then you can watch Big G TV on various platforms like YouTube and Facebook. Christmas parade's coming up. It'll be on Big G. Stream anytime, anywhere with one link. That's at WGNSradio.com/live. So all those ways you can hear us.
And every way that we didn't have the chance to mention are all on that /live.
Correct. Time for a dad joke of the day. This is an exciting one. It's a last-minute dad joke. We'll see how it goes.
It is. You know, my phone has this cool app, John, that shows me what I'll look like when I'm an old person.
Really?
Yeah, it's called the camera.
Ooh, I like that one. That was good. That's a plus plus.
Plus plus.
Yeah.
Wow. And a last-minute plus plus at
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Maybe you ought to try that technique. Just grab one out of the blue right at the last second.
Well, that's most days. You just called it out today.
You don't have time to think about it or second guess it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
All right. 641 here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay right here with us.
CBS News Brief. The House is set to vote on a bill that would compel the Justice Department to release materials related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna tells CBS Mornings.
Once the files are released, I think it's going to shock the country. I mean, there are rich and powerful men who either abused these young girls or who have covered it up.
CBS's Scott McFarlane has the latest on Epstein fallout involving former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers.
On Monday night, Summers said he is stepping back from public commitments after messages
messages between him and Epstein were released, where he asked the sex offender for advice about pursuing a young woman he described as his mentee.
The United Nations Security Council approves President Trump's peace plan for post-war Gaza, with Russia and China abstaining from the vote, according to CBS's Holly Williams.
Before the vote, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Mike Waltz, made quite an emotional plea, saying, quote, "A vote against this resolution is a vote to return to war."
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Crews were hard at work on Monday on the Murfreesboro Square, assembling Rutherford County's new three-story artificial Christmas tree. The towering display now stands on the east side of the historic courthouse and will serve as the focal point for this year's holiday festivities. County Mayor Joe Carr and Main Street Murfreesboro Executive Director Sarah Callender collaborated on the decision to replace the aging Leyland Cypress, planted in 2018, with a more durable and dependable structure. Influenced by Columbia, Tennessee's successful use of a similar tree, Rutherford County is optimistic the new installation will bring added cheer and consistency to future celebrations. The lighting ceremony is scheduled for 5 p.m. on Friday, December the 5th. Meanwhile, the future of high school football playoffs across Tennessee will be under review this Thursday in Hermitage, as the TSSAA Board of Control meet to assess the new Division I playoff format introduced for the 2025 season. The board will examine feedback statewide and determine whether to finalize brackets for the remainder of the 2025 to 2029 classification cycle. In addition to football matters, the board will consider proposed bylaw amendments and new membership requests, including one from Dr. Paul L. Kelly, Volunteer Academy, for the 2025-2026 school year. While not directly tied to Rutherford County, any changes from this meeting could influence student athletes and school programs in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and across the region, making the outcomes especially relevant for local stakeholders. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Good Neighbor Network salutes educators making a difference. The Doug Young Educator of the Month from City Tile and Floor Covering is Cameron Hamilton at the Learning Zone.
My decision to become an educator stems from my background in the Boys and Girls Club. I grew up going to the Boys and Girls Club, and then when I was of age, I started volunteering, and then I started working there when I became of age from that point. But I've just always been involved with youth development.
Cameron, tell us what you like most about working with the kids.
Every day is something new. There's always a new thing to learn from them, as there's something new for them to learn from me. Having that experience with them is just a reward in itself.
And what would you like to do in the future?
I'd like to possibly step into a director role, be in charge of the different things that go on, and ensure that at least I know that my building is doing the best that they can for the children.
Cameron Hamilton at the Learning Zone is the Doug Young Educator of the Month, sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street. Know an outstanding teacher? Nominate them at our website.
Here at Bell Jewelers, we have quite a range of all different bridal styles. This is Taylor with Bell Jewelers. I think it's really telling when the person selling you an engagement ring has one themselves. And I'm happy to announce finally that I have my very own Simon G engagement ring. Now I can finally say I know what every girl feels like when they're about to get engaged and through that whole process. And we have it at Bell Jewelers.
Broad Street across from Toots.
Play an old guitar, done half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Woke radical liberals are screwing up this country, but Senator Bill Hagerty is fighting back. He backed one big, beautiful tax cut for working families, ending Social Security taxes for nearly all seniors, and taxes on tips and overtime gone. So call Senator Bill Hagerty at 202-224-4944 and thank him for backing working family tax cuts and putting America first. Paid for by American Prosperity Alliance.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Knoxville police are asking for the public's help in finding a missing 14-year-old girl who hasn't been seen in nearly 3 days. Aubrey Madrid left her home on Green Valley Drive in East Knoxville on the night of November 14th and hasn't returned. She's described as 5'5", 130 pounds, with black and blue hair. Police say she has previously run away to a home in East Knox County. Anyone with information is urged to contact East Tennessee Valley Crime Stoppers, where tips can remain anonymous and may qualify for a cash reward. The Signal Mountain Middle and High School community is mourning the sudden loss of a beloved teacher, Patrick Daverson, who passed away over the weekend from a heart attack. School leaders say Daverson has been an integral part of the Signal Mountain community for many years and made a lasting impact on countless students, staff, and families, and says he will be deeply missed. Additional counselors and support staff are available to meet with students and staff as needed. More news in 30 seconds. An important recall to tell you about: Belkin is recalling some of its portable power banks with wireless charging stands. The popular portable power banks sold in stores and online are being recalled because they pose a potential fire hazard. The lithium-ion battery in the power banks and charging stands can overheat, posing fire and burn hazards. The recall affects about 83,500 products sold. The recalled products were sold at Best Buy, Target, Walmart, and other stores nationwide. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
I'm Betsy Maples with Maples Realty and Auction. Are you looking for the perfect blend of city conveniences and country charm? The Maples has it all and features homes from 5 quality local builders and has amenities including a pool, tennis and pickleball courts, basketball, and soccer areas. Schedule a tour with Maples Realty and Auction today. Call us at 615-896-4740 or visit themaplesofmurfreesboro.com.
Maples Realty and Auction.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And we are back. It just seemed like yesterday we were, you know, the time just goes by so fast.
I know, John. It does. It goes by much faster that you're here now, too. I'm so glad to have you back.
Yeah, I'm just already, the walls are starting to cave in. Okay, anyway, it's about 11 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Hope you're having a good morning, and please be careful out there.
Yes.
Grab you a nutritious breakfast like Brian did, into granola bar, and, you know, make of it. I wanted to, you triggered me the last time we were talking about food that they don't have anymore. There are many foods that restaurants and fast food that used to have that they don't have anymore. And I don't think they'll ever bring them back. And they were really good. And I'm gonna give you a couple examples. You be thinking about some that you like. Or maybe at a restaurant, too. It doesn't have to be fast food. The Sonic Drive-In used to have the best salads. Do you remember when they had salads?
I did not.
They had them several years, and they were delicious. They had like 3 kinds, and they were as good as any salad you'd want. A best fast food salad I'd ever had.
Hmm.
And I remember them so well because I used to sit in the car and just eat them like on the way to a ball game or something. And they were good. The Hardee's Big Twin was delicious. They were, you could get two twin burgers. But the sauce on them were kind of like a little bit like a Big Mac. Oh, they were so good. And they were just the right size and weren't too big. And the two.
They have brought those back occasionally.
Right. And one was called the Big Junior or something like that. And different varieties. But I missed that too.
One thing that they brought back last year, and they brought it back this year during the Christmas holiday, was the cinnamon raisin biscuit.
Oh yeah, those were good ones.
It's back at a limited time now.
And you know, Taco Bell, you know, has done that for years. You know, the Mexican pizza, then mm-hmm. it's back, and then it's gone, and I guess they do that to kind of have a big jump in sales when they bring it back.
Well, it's,
you know,
like the nacho fries at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
They do that a lot there.
McDonald's has the that barbecue sandwich. What is it? The
The McRib.
Yeah. And I know people that absolutely die for those things. They're so good. I have to rub a little of the sauce off of it. It's a little rough, a little tough.
It's too saucy.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of when we had, quote, ribs at church. Not at church, at school. It's like that patty.
What do you mean?
That we had
like,
at school.
It is those things at school. Exactly what they are.
But they didn't have that much sauce on them.
Did you eat them at school? They were okay.
Probably.
Yeah,
I'm
they
sure
were okay. I can remember they had steamed corn with them.
Probably.
Every time.
Yeah.
You know, steamed corn.
This isn't as much as something that's not here as something that has changed. I've always been a fan of the Big Mac. But someone posted a picture of this is what the Big Mac looked like in 1980. And now this is what the Big Mac looks like now.
Oh.
And the stark difference. And remember a few years ago when they had the three sizes of Big Macs, the really big one in the middle. And the one that was middle-sized, that was what the original Big Mac used to be.
Yeah. It's
back in the day.
It's really bad.
And now that's so much bread. With that center bread, you know, the buns are so much bigger than the actual meat that's on there. So, yeah.
Man, I kind of got you started, didn't I?
Well, yeah. It just made me think about the Big Mac, and I saw that a commercial with a Big Mac, and that thing was ginormous.
Oh, that's...
It took two hands to hold it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk more. We've got... It's Taco Tuesday all day long, folks, and we'll be talking more about that and in the second hour as well. But we've got to do some birthdays today, Brian.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
1901, George Gallup, American survey sampling pioneer and inventor of the Gallup poll, born in Jefferson, Iowa. In 1909, Johnny Mercer, American lyricist, born in Savannah, Georgia. Now, he wrote the words to Moon River and Old Black Magic.
Moon River.
Okay, so we don't have music for that. Oh!
Moon River. I just wanted to see how close I could get to it.
More than a mile. Oh, this is the sexy version of Moon River.
Someday.
Why do I do this show? 1968, Owen Wilson, American actor, born in Dallas, Texas. Was that an impression?
Yeah.
Okay. 1988, Jeffrey Jordan. Not our Jeff Jordan. This is Jeffrey Jordan, American college basketball player. He's the son of Michael Jordan. So
definitely not our Jeffrey Jordan.
He might have been a great ball player in his day. I don't know. I think he played.
Yeah, that's when they had the peach baskets.
Okay, we're going to be off the air pretty soon. Here's some birthdays around Murfreesboro. Melissa Wright, Caleb Norman, that's your buddy, isn't it?
That's my brother-in-law, yeah.
Daniel James, Regina Shue, Angela Harrell, and Rick Hall. Rick Hall has a birthday
today. Wow.
Da-da-da-da, play the trumpets here.
Happy birthday, Commissioner. That is a look at the list that we had coming into the morning. If you know someone celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, you need to let us know, and you can do that by calling or texting 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
And coming up now, our last look at the weather. It's 6:55 here on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford Country weather. We'll continue to see lots of clouds throughout the area with occasional sunshine today. Also have a chance of showers and a few thunderstorms towards evening. We shall have 73, some breezy southerly winds throughout the area. Then tonight, chance of little showers and thunderstorms. Low near 60, winds breezy from the southwest. Lots of clouds Wednesday, high near 76. I'm Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, 54.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
good morning. We've got a couple of accidents out here. That one where a car was on fire is still being cleared up on 24 eastbound in Haywood Lane. Of course, the heaviest flow of traffic's in the westbound lanes out there in Antioch right now, coming in from Murfreesboro, trying to get westbound on 24 passing Bell Road. It's sluggish already over here, 65 south at Trinity Lane. When you need dependable towing for that car, big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Car Club has hundreds of members and growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles is encouraged to sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want light?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Woke radical liberals are screwing up this country. But
CBS Entertainment, you could say the heat is turning up.
Brother, you are going down.
Al Pacino there from the iconic 1995 crime drama Heat. Now, Heat 2 has been in development with some major names reportedly attached, including Leonardo DiCaprio. Now we're hearing Christian Bale is zeroing in on a major role. The studio, MGM Amazon, had no comment.
You're not in control anymore.
Oh, why so angry, Brittany? Netflix announcing season 2 of their breakout hit, The Hunting Wives, is now officially in production, with Brittany Snow returning along with Malin Ackerman and Dermot Mulroney. It'll be 8 episodes. Look for that in 2026. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And congratulations this morning, April Sneed. Yes, she's today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for her leadership at Whitworth Buchanan Middle School, which she'll be missed because she's opening up Poplar Hill Middle. Congratulations to April. She's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harris and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. And let's not forget, this Good Neighbor Spotlight is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, supporting the folks who help keep Rutherford County thriving.
So today's good neighbor, April Sneed. Tomorrow's good neighbor could be who you send in. So you can text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two ways to get them into us, and we'll make them the good neighbor of the day for sure coming up here in the next few. So help us out with that. It's all listener driven. Same for birthdays and anniversaries. 615-893-1450. You got about a half an hour to get those in on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club today.
With the law offices of John Day on your side, we understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
The news is next at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
House to vote on Epstein files.
Let the Senate look at it. Let anybody look at it.
Military moves in the Caribbean.
There really hasn't been this type of presence for 2 decades now.
Self-defense or manslaughter?
She was simply arriving to clean a home.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a big moment in Washington. The House of Representatives is expected to vote today on a measure to force the Justice Department to release all the files it has on the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
In a stark reversal, President Trump says he will sign a bill to release the Department of Justice's Epstein files if the bill lands on his desk.
Let the Senate look at it. Let anybody look at it. But don't talk about it too much.
Trump, who has frequently dismissed the Epstein controversy as a Democratic hoax, was lobbying Republicans to block the vote but changed his tune Sunday night and urged House Republicans in a post to support the measure because they have, quote, nothing to hide and it's time to move on. It comes days after documents, including emails and texts released by the House Oversight Committee, revealed the convicted sex offender wrote frequently about Trump, alleging in 2019 Trump knew about the girls, which the president has denied. Last week, Trump asked the Department of Justice to investigate any ties between Epstein and powerful Democrats, including former President Bill Clinton, who's denied any wrongdoing. One of those Democrats is Harvard professor and former Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton, Larry Summers. On Monday night, Summers said he is stepping back from public commitments after messages between him and Epstein were released, where he asked the sex offender for advice about pursuing a young woman he described as his mentee. And Epstein described himself as Summers' wingman.
Today, President Trump hosts Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman at the White House. It's his first visit since being linked to the murder of a Washington Post journalist. He has denied wrongdoing. CBS News correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
The White House is planning a series of elaborate touches to the visit, even though Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman isn't technically the head of state. That would be his father. But his visit is seen as a move to rehab his image after the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Tomorrow, there is a U.S.-Saudi investment summit where the two leaders, President Trump and the Crown Prince, will reveal more about planned investments in the energy, technology, and AI sectors announced during Trump's visit to Saudi Arabia earlier this year. Another topic of discussion is the purchase of F-35 military fighter jets, despite concerns from some in the administration about Saudi Arabia buying them and potentially sharing the technology with other countries. Now, one thing not expected is any announcement of plans to normalize relations between Saudi Arabia and Israel. The Saudis have said they won't do so until plans for a Palestinian state are backed by the Israeli government, but that's something that Benjamin Netanyahu opposes.
The U.S. military continues to add firepower to the Caribbean as the Trump administration is poised to label a Venezuelan cartel a foreign terrorist organization. CBS's Charlie Daggett is reporting this morning from Puerto Rico.
U.S. forces have been stepping up military exercises across the Caribbean for weeks. And now the USS Gerald R. Ford, the world's most advanced aircraft carrier, is sitting within striking distance of Venezuela. The Ford's arrival comes as the U.S. moved to designate the Cartel de las Soles a foreign terrorist group, a shift that President Trump said could open the door to targeting Venezuelan assets and infrastructure. Roughly 15,000 American troops are at sea or on land in Puerto Rico. The buildup of U.S. forces is leaving some residents uneasy.
I feel tense, kind of anxious, not knowing what's going to happen, maybe an attack.
American strikes on suspected drug smuggling boats continued over the weekend as Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro tried to ease tensions musically, singing John Lennon's Imagine.
Imagining us people.
Here at home, charges have now been filed against an Indiana homeowner who shot and killed a house cleaner who went to the wrong home. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Kurt Anderson is facing one count of voluntary manslaughter after police say he shot Maria Florinda Rios Perez through his locked front door, killing the mother of four on his front porch at around 7 a.m. on November 5th. According to court documents, Anderson told police that he was woken up by a commotion, and after seeing two people on his front porch, he grabbed his gun. He told officers the individuals were thrusting at the front door. He then shot through the door without saying anything to the people outside. Rios's husband was with her when she was shot. His lawyers welcomed the charges Monday.
On the morning Maria was killed, she was simply arriving to clean a home.
In a statement, Anderson's attorney said his actions were fully justified through the state's Castle Doctrine. Anderson could face up to 30 years in prison if convicted.
That doctrine is a legal principle that allows a person to use reasonable and in some cases deadly force to defend their home. Federal immigration authorities will expand their enforcement action in North Carolina from Charlotte to Raleigh as soon as today. That's according to Raleigh's mayor, who says she doesn't know how large the operation will be. More than 100 arrests have been made in Charlotte. 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. the craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Israel says the Trump-Gaza plan will bring peace and prosperity after a historic United Nations vote.
The UN Security Council has signed off on a U.S.-drafted framework for Gaza, clearing the way for an international force to help stabilize the territory and laying out steps that could eventually lead to Palestinian statehood. The resolution passed with 13 votes, while Russia and China opted to abstain. Significant obstacles lie ahead, including securing Gaza, standing up an interim governing body, and keeping the current ceasefire intact after 2 years of conflict between Israel and Hamas. Olivia Gazis, CBS News, Washington.
A Tennessee judge has blocked the use of the National Guard in Memphis, but also put the order on hold, giving the Trump administration 5 days to appeal. The acting head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, David Richardson, has resigned. CBS's Nicole Skanga tells us Richardson was criticized heavily for the response to the Texas flooding in July that killed more than 100 people.
He was unreachable not only for hours, but really for 2 days. He was vacationing with his sons, and he received much criticism for that. He made a gaffe saying he didn't know that there was a hurricane season. At a certain point, it becomes clear that a leader is becoming more of a distraction, and at that point needs to leave.
FEMA Chief of Staff Karen Evans will take over. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. With updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Moving along with more information straight ahead and some conversation as well with the Wake Up Crew. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett here at 7:09. Let's get a quick check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by locally owned Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll continue to see lots of clouds throughout the area with occasional sunshine today. Also have a chance of showers and a few thunderstorms towards evening. We shall have 73, some breezy southerly winds throughout the area. Then tonight, chance of little showers and thunderstorms. Low near 60, winds breezy from the southwest. Lots of clouds Wednesday, high near 76. I'm Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, 53.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Good morning. We've already had a couple of wrecks up through the Antioch area on 24 this morning. So just to be on the safe side, give yourself a little extra time out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, towards Nashville. because of all the uncertainty that's been going on up through there in the last hour. On 24, it's heavy now westbound at Bell Road as it slows down a little bit here, 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your home, farm, or have an estate to settle, auctions are easy and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of repairs or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome into the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS, WGNSradio.com. Coming at you this morning on a Tuesday, November the 18th, episode 1791. We are in year number 7 of the Wake Up Crew as of last Thursday, which came and went very unceremoniously. But that's okay.
I'm sorry. I was looking at something.
About our little anniversary that came and went unceremoniously.
Like they all have.
They haven't all. We've done special shows and stuff.
Bringing a pack of M&Ms is not what I call celebrating, Brian. A Reese's Peanut Butter Cup or... You know, I found a new delight, too, while I'm on the subject.
A new delight?
A new delight. I buy sugar-free jelly.
Mm-hmm.
And I take my peanut butter and put it in a little bowl, mix the jelly in it,
mm-hmm.
and it becomes, you can either eat it plain, or I like to eat it with some wheat bread, and it's kind of like the, you know, almost like the peanut butter jelly together.
Goober grape.
Yeah. So it's pretty good. The sugar, of course, sugar-free jelly is not as good as, but... It gives you that feeling of it, you know?
Yeah. The sugar-free jelly, it doesn't spread.
No, that's why I mix it up.
Yeah.
And I think you'd like it better if you could mix it up, and then it'll spread.
Yeah, you have to kind of mix it up. So, but it's not bad. You're coming up with new and creative ways.
Well, I just had some sugar-free jelly.
And was it what flavor? Was it grape?
Grape. I'm a grape guy.
Are you?
Yeah.
No alternatives?
No, there are alternatives. I've tried apple. I've tried peach, strawberry. Strawberry is pretty good, too.
Yeah.
It's either grape or strawberry. Now, if you're talking about Uncrustables,
mm-hmm.
I grape's the only one I really like. I'm not a big strawberry fan.
Yeah, the strawberry's okay.
Yeah.
And
that one, though, that's, what is it, honey? I thought it would be great. It wasn't that good, was it?
Uh-uh.
I don't know.
I still have some in my freezer. And
why don't you bring them over to the station?
My daughter is not, she really likes Nutella, and she loves those with chocolate in it, but I'm not really.
You know, Jif is making chocolate and peanut butter spread now.
Interesting.
Yeah, you might ought to try that. You might like it.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Nutella guy. It's okay. I mean, it's okay. But
yeah, you know. I'm not a huge fan.
Now, speaking of that, we want to talk about weird combinations. Brett brought home a big old bag of cheddar corn mixed with Cracker Jacks, kind of. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the popcorn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Caramel popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
With cheese, not cheese balls, but cheese popcorn.
Yeah, yeah.
And you mix them together, and that makes for a tangy, sweet combination.
I
wouldn't think that. To me, it doesn't look appealing, like even in the bag, and I'm like,
Really?
But when you open it up and eat a few, it's pretty good.
Somebody here turned me on to that years ago. Remember they used to have the popcorn place up on the square, Mars Popcorn or mm-hmm. whatever? And I've gotten it like in Gatlinburg before. You can get the caramel corn and the cheese and have it mixed. They call it something. But yeah, I've known about that one for a little bit. It's pretty good that way.
That's a pretty good combination, really.
Yeah, you got your sweet and your savory together.
Yeah, but try that Jif peanut butter chocolate. I think you might like it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like chocolate doesn't seem to be good on bread.
I'm not a huge fan.
But I would think you would like it with apples, maybe.
Well, maybe so.
Dip apples into it.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people do with Nutella. They put fruit in it, you know, and dip their fruit into Nutella.
Yeah.
So. And Nutella's got a weird taste to it to me.
Well, it's hazelnut.
Yeah.
And it's not
the
chocolate.
Part that, yeah, that's the part that doesn't appeal that much. My grandkids love it.
I mean, it's all the rage with the younger folk,
I guess. I'm out of that. Go ahead and finish. I'll let you finish now.
Let's see.
Hey, that's Taco Tuesday.
Well, you'll have to think of something else. Another concoction that you've come up with. Episode 1791 here of the show. We've got just a few days. Boy, Thanksgiving is here. We're in single digits now. 9 days until Thanksgiving. We've got Christmas time coming in 37 days. Christmas tree is up at the Brian Barrett house. Be proud.
That took, what, 3 seconds?
Well, I had to dust behind the chair that was there and clean up there and then just drag the tree down the hallway.
That is so...
Sam Houston is here to take on Middle Tennessee this weekend in football, 12:30 airtime. Now, this week, Middle Tennessee and Houston. Yeah, 12:30. I was thinking of something else. Football playoffs continue high school-wise. We've got this weekend, Vanderbilt hosting Kentucky. Tennessee is at Florida. Big one there. And the Titans will host Seattle. And a reminder to everybody out there listening that next week is Thanksgiving break. I don't want it to sneak up on you. I'm sure maybe you realize this, but if you're driving the kids to school this morning and you're thinking, boy, we must be close to break. Yeah, it's next week, all week. So there you go. For our song of the day, yesterday we started and looking at the six songs that actually reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And let's see, three of the six or four of the six were number one for 1 week. There were a couple that were number one for 2 weeks. This one is actually tied for fourth with yesterday's song and tomorrow's song. It went number one on July 18th, 1981. Theme to the greatest American hero, Believe It or Not. That's our song of the day. Sports is coming up in a second now. Believe it
or not, it's just me. This is News Radio WGNS. Prime Time Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
Monday Night Football saw the Cowboys cruise past the Raiders 33-16, where Dak Prescott threw for 268 yards and 4 touchdowns. Las Vegas as a team had a total of 27 rushing yards. Here is Las Vegas quarterback Geno Smith.
I don't think there was any issue with the play calling. The plays were there. Guys were open. You know, you guys watch the film. I know we got a lot of Monday morning quarterbacks who like to watch film and take screenshots and see where guys are open. So I'm sure you guys will see where the guys were open. For me, again, I just got to play better. And I keep saying this, man. If something don't look right out there, blame it on me.
In the NBA, the Bulls snapped their 5-game losing streak and hand the Nuggets their first loss at home, coming out on top 130-127. The 76ers came back to defeat the Clippers 110-108. In the NHL, the Capitals snapped the Kings' 4-game winning streak as Alex Ovechkin scored his 903rd career goal to win it 2-1.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
The law offices of John Day took the burden really off of my shoulders.
So if you think you're going to get rich quick with a frivolous case, I'm not the lawyer for you.
I want you to know that I appreciate everything you have done so much. I know you went over and beyond.
If we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
At the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street, we believe in more than just great deals. Every purchase you make helps Greenhouse Ministry serve over 70 families a day, offering hope and changing lives in our community. From name brand clothing to household items or even large appliances, you'll find everything you need at prices that will fit your budget. Plus, 100% of the proceeds go back to the ministry. Visit the Garden Patch Thrift Shop today across from the tall NHC building in downtown Murfreesboro, where shopping changes lives.
Franklin's Printworks is more than a print shop. They're a proud part of Rutherford County.
It is a focus of ours to be involved in the community. We partner with folks like the Journey Home, and the Center for the Arts, and all these places that help make our community better, and we're proud to do that.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks, supporting local businesses, schools, nonprofits with high-quality printing, banners, signs, direct mail, and more.
We love to do stuff for the churches, for schools, for nonprofits.
Franklin's Printworks, trusted by the community.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. Find out more how your spare change can make a difference at sharingchange.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS. It's 7:22 and it's a Tuesday, so I bet... Bet you know really what's coming up, don't you?
It's Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday, Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday, Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday, Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday.
Indeed, some Taco Tuesday, and a couple of the headlines on Taco Tuesday that we're going to bring to you. This beloved fast food chain just announced it will close hundreds of restaurants. Which food chain? We'll tell you in a moment. And Taco Bell just got some serious competition from a chain you'd never expect. That is what's coming up on Taco Tuesday. John, we talked about fast food restaurants, and yesterday, I think it was, you talked about McDonald's, and they've had a pretty good year. Well, this is a fast food restaurant that's announced it will close hundreds of restaurants, a beloved food chain. Can you think which one it might be?
Wendy's.
You're right. They announced plans to close hundreds of restaurants beginning in the fourth quarter through 2026. This comes a year after they shuttered 140 locations last year. So another 100 or so are going to close. They expect a mid-single-digit percentage, the CEO said, of its roughly 6,000 U.S. stores to be impacted, which translates into around 2 to 350. Now, again, they shut down 140 last year, so.
It's kind of weird how they do that, and they put a new one in Murfreesboro over there by you.
True.
You know? I mean, it's kind of weird.
And there's one like 3 miles up the road that's right. Been there forever.
Right.
Close to the U-Haul and Clark Boulevard.
Arby's is closing a few stores, but I don't think they're not because of... I think theirs was a result of the rising prices, so they had to close a few that just couldn't handle it where they were located. So
well, you know, we've lost several Arby's here in town.
Yeah, yeah.
The one on Broad Street.
I sure missed that one, too.
Man.
That was an easy in and out.
Sure was, especially for me going home. There are some Panera Bread bakeries that are closing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Wendy's is part of a larger group. McDonald's has responded to their problem with the value meals. We talked about that and seeing some success. And Panera, again, is shutting some of its bakeries. And what they're doing is they're having some stores that don't actually have a bakery inside the store. So they're bringing it in from kind of a regional. They're kind of regionalizing their baking.
I got you. Yeah.
So it's kind of like what Dunkin' does. You know, they don't actually bake the donuts there, for instance. So the first 9 months of 2025, Wendy's says its U.S. same-store sales dropped 4%. So there you go.
They're going to have to figure out a way, some of these fast food places, to make it a little cheaper. I mean, you know, when you can I'll give you an example. The other day, I went to a certain fast food. I won't say who, but it was almost. And then we went to a little restaurant, a little small restaurant in Franklin. I paid just as much at the fast food that I did at that little chicken place that we went to in Franklin.
Hmm.
Almost maybe $10 more. And that's not good. I mean, that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
You have to catch them, get an app, get on their app and that kind of thing to get some deals.
Pretty much anymore. I mean, how many fast food restaurants have you gone up to and they say, are you ordering on the, have you
right.
done, do you have a mobile order?
Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned that Taco Bell got some serious competition from a chain you'd never expect. That, you know, the Taco Bell has their new Cheetos Flamin' Hot menu. Well, 7-Eleven is out with a Cheetos Flamin' Hot burrito.
Mm.
7-Eleven. You know, 7-Eleven has the Loretto Taco Company in a lot of the 7-Elevens now.
Yeah, what do you feel about those, like going to places in the convenience store and they've got a restaurant in there, you know, or they're selling products from, you know.
Yeah, I just never think about it.
Yeah.
I never, occasionally I'll go to Speedway,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if I know that I want to pick up something quick and they've got a pretty decent.
Racetrack has a pretty good one.
Yeah. Now, did you know this about Racetrack? That they're owned by 7-Eleven.
Oh, I did not know that.
So next time you go into a Speedway, I said Racetrack, I meant Speedway. Next time you go into Speedway, look and you will see 7-Eleven stuff in there.
Oh, okay. I quit going to, I don't live by a Speedway anymore, so I don't go as much.
Yeah. I go, I've got like 70,000 points.
Oh, wow.
But
what does that get you?
Well, I think it'd get me like a $50 gas card.
Well, why don't you use it?
I probably will. Maybe at Christmas. That'll be a good Christmas gift for somebody.
Yeah, okay.
More Taco Tuesday is straight ahead at 728.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
When my husband died, my son called me and wanted me to come and live here. My oldest son lives here with my two grandchildren and my four great-grandchildren, and he's a wonderful blessing to me.
This is Shanda McDaniel, the Community Relations Director at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come see us, the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the Avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 is our time on a Taco Tuesday, November the 18th, episode 1791 of The Crew.
And happy birthday today to Melissa Wright, Caleb Norman, Daniel James, Regina Shue, Angela Harrell, and Rick Hall. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
So those are the birthdays we had coming into the morning. If you would like to add to our list, it is pretty simple. All you have to do is call or text 615-893-1450. But here's the kicker. This is our deadline, okay? So if you know someone celebrating on this 18th day of November, call or text now, 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
Checking your Rutherford Country weather. We'll continue to see lots of clouds throughout the area with occasional sunshine today. Also, a chance of showers and a few thunderstorms towards evening. Partial high of 73, some breezy southerly winds throughout the area. Then tonight, chance of little showers and thunderstorms. Low near 60, winds breezy from the southwest. Lots of clouds Wednesday, high near 76. I'm Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, 53.
Good morning. An accident. It's eastbound Vietnam Vets. It's going to be up there right near Conference Drive or past Conference Drive in the westbound lanes where the heaviest flow of traffic is. But this crash is in the eastbound lanes of Vietnam Vets, getting some attention right now as it continues to build. 24 westbound up through Antioch coming in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Tennessee drivers are enjoying some of the cheapest fuel prices in the nation, with AAA ranking the volunteer state sixth in affordability. As of early Monday, regular unleaded gas averaged $2.68 per gallon statewide. While that may not be headline-worthy in every part of the country, it positions Tennessee well in the national fuel economy race. Locally, Rutherford County drivers are paying around $2.69 per gallon, just above the state average. Nearby Bedford County edges out with a more budget-friendly $2.62, while Cannon County stings wallets at $2.84. Coffee and Wilson County sit close to the average, while the Nashville drivers pay a steeper $2.77. The cheapest gas in Tennessee, Henry County, at $2.46. Diesel drivers in Rutherford County are seeing prices at $3.45, a slight uptick, though the state still ranks eighth nationally for diesel affordability. As fuel prices fluctuate, residents can also expect a small bump in cell phone bills starting on January 1st. The statewide 911 surcharge will increase from $1.50 to $1.86 per month, per line, the first hike since 2021. Co-sponsored by State Senator Shane Reeves of Murfreesboro, the increase will double annual revenue for Tennessee's 911 services from $18 million to approximately $36 million. This funding supports vital emergency systems, including dispatch centers, technology upgrades, and the Tennessee Advanced Communications Network. And Rutherford County, rapid population growth has increased call volumes, with the busiest ambulance stationed near Blackman Schools. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security. Powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:35. It's the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS, November the 18th, Tuesday morning. That's right. Indeed, Tuesday, Tuesday. Taco Tuesday, part two. In just a second, we're going to look at some holiday and limited edition snacks. Are you ready for that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There's quite a bit of news that is out here on this Taco Tuesday. Some other snacky type of things. Are you into dill-flavored stuff?
Not really.
Like pickles and...
Not really. I don't have... I mean...
I don't understand the craze with it. But it's a huge, huge thing. Like pistachios. Dill pickle flavor.
Well...
I guess it's okay for that.
I guess, yeah.
We were just talking about that at lunch this past Sunday. We all went to Toots and ate after church and had a great meal at Toots. And then, but Megan was talking about the dill pickle sandwich that you can get. Gosh, what's the name of that? Jimmy John's.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of bread, you can get it. They kind of hull out a dill pickle and
now
put
the meat and stuff in that.
That's
I
a
guess
little
if
much.
You're on a protein diet, that would be good.
I guess.
You know?
Yeah.
It beats lettuce.
You think it would be better than lettuce?
You used to put, you know, I remember when there for a while the fad was put a hamburger and two pieces of lettuce and you'd have a sandwich for protein people, you know?
I don't know. I don't know that I could do that. So.
You're not a pickle guy, though, are you?
I've gotten to where I like pickles okay. And, you know, I think I confessed on the show a few weeks ago that I wasn't a huge fan of mushrooms. But I had a mushroom Swiss burger the other day, and it was really good.
They're good. The mushrooms with hamburger are great.
I don't like them by themselves, though, that much. Or, like, a side of... You know, buttered mushrooms
and
stuff.
Yeah, I do. Oh, yeah. Sauteed.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're my favorite. They always go good with a hamburger steak or something like that. I always do it that way.
Yeah. I just never had to. And maybe it was in my mind that I didn't like. I enjoyed the.
You've got to have a flavor for them. I mean, you've got to have a. They're not for everybody. I mean, I can understand why you wouldn't like them.
But they really don't take on a huge taste whatsoever.
Not really. No.
It's kind of whatever you cook them in and
right.
how you cook them.
Right.
That makes the difference there. Well, I told you we'd have some snack foods.
Now, it's the Snack Food Report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
Well,
Brian.
Sitting in for Dalton. Yes. Here are some holiday and limited edition snacks. Goldfish has come out with Snoopy Peppermint Cocoa Grahams. So they're peppermint chocolate goldfish. What do you think?
No.
Okay. Cheez-Its. Of course, Cheez-Its are very popular. Cheez-Its now has a holiday house kit. Rather than a gingerbread house, make a Cheez-Its house.
Okay.
I see a picture of it.
It seemed like it would take a little longer than it was gingerbread.
Very interesting. Well, I think they have some larger Cheez-Its.
Oh, okay.
You know, the actual Cheez-Its that you normally see, those are like the shingles on the house. The others are...
Is that a Christmas thing? Kinda?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Hostess has their limited edition snack cakes out. Let's see. The Donettes Hot Cocoa and Marshmallow Mini Donuts.
Okay.
Little Donettes. The Chocolate Holiday Cupcake. The Yellow Holiday Cupcake. And a limited edition, some type of snowball that has, I think, a peppermint flavor.
Oh. I'm not a peppermint guy. That didn't get me.
And I'm not a fan of the snowballs either.
I used to love snowballs, but...
Did you?
You don't see them as much anymore.
Here's a big Trader Joe's roundup. They've got all kinds of stuff, including Jingle Jangles and all kinds of their I guess, holiday snack foods are out now at your local Trader Joe's. And that's your snack food report today.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread, jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks, flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boomless season. Sing the winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Park in Murfreesboro.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric. Bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up the Wake Up Crew here for this Tuesday, November the 18th. Tomorrow, Wednesday edition, will be episode 1792. That makes today 1791. Thanks so much for being with us. And thank you to our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts for the Good Neighbor of the Day award today. April Sneed is the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for her leadership over the years at Whitworth Buchanan Middle School. And she's going to be missed as she opens up Poplar Hill Middle, but a great opportunity for April Sneed. Today's Good Neighbor of the Day from Ryan Flowers on South Academy Street, your good neighbors here at WGNS, and the Spotlight built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and supporting the folks who help keep Rutherford County thriving. Send in a good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Those both get them here to us here at WGNS, which is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And this Thanksgiving, MTE is grateful for you, its valued members. May your holiday be filled with the warmth, happiness, and glow of togetherness. Happy holidays and happy Thanksgiving first from our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, my phone has this cool app that shows me what I look like when I'm an old person.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called a camera.
Replay.
How true that is.
Boy. Do you ever look at old photos of yourself and say,
Yeah. I haven't gone bad or good. I mean, it's, you know, about the same, but yeah.
You've aged very gracefully.
Oh, I don't know, but I look old. If I grow facial hair, I look even older.
Well, I mean, you look 10 years younger without it, I guess, huh?
No, I mean,
no.
I just look old. I look old anyway now. I walk old. I mean, my whole, you know, everything I've got, my gait, everything is old.
Well, you're improving that. You're taller now.
I am taller. At least by a half an inch. Probably an inch.
Probably so.
So.
Got new cartilage. Do you walk sideways now? I mean,
no.
Are you cattywampus or
anything? No, I think I'm pretty straight.
That's good.
I can put my knees together now, which I couldn't do.
Interesting.
6 weeks ago.
Because it hurt or?
Yeah, I didn't have enough mobility in my leg to push it over.
Man, they put some extra grease in that thing, didn't they?
Yeah, they slapped that grease on there and I'm just... I'm not running yet, though, folks. Don't let him fool you. I'm not anywhere near close yet, but better.
Well, what are some of the things we learned today?
Well, you uncharacteristically went on a tangent about the left turn lane.
Well, it was just more of a public service announcement to don't...
No, it was not a public service announcement.
Sure.
It was a vindictive carry out of justice that you, you know, honking the horn, make a move because they're looking at their phone. It's more like a gripe.
I was very kind. It was just like a beep. You know, just like, okay, just trying to get their attention because their attention was elsewhere.
Well, some people are worse than that.
And they didn't hear the person that was next to me that had laid in on the horn as soon as the light turned green. Now, that guy was very impatient.
But they thought it was you.
I don't know. They didn't hear it until the second honk that I did.
I don't know. What else? We talked about the snack food report. We talked about Wendy's, you know.
Yeah, they're closing almost 350 up to 350.
What about my maple chicken biscuit? I've got to have that. My honey biscuit.
I wonder how breakfast is doing there, because that's been a fairly recent thing.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, they all seem to be fine in Murfreesboro right now.
Seems to.
Yeah. Sometimes those reports can, you know,
depends
misleading.
On the area that they're in. And
yeah.
Sometimes they're very regional in what they have. So, well, here's our song of the day. This is one of the six songs that was a TV theme song that hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. The theme to The Greatest American Hero, and that is it. John and I'll be back in the morning. Hope you'll join us.
Checking your Rutherford County weather, we'll continue to see lots of clouds throughout the area with occasional sunshine today. We'll also have a chance of showers and a few thunderstorms towards evening. We shall have 73, some breezy southerly winds throughout the area. Then tonight, chance of little showers and thunderstorms. Low near 60, winds breezy from the southwest. Lots of clouds Wednesday, high near 76. I'm Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, 53.
From brakes and alignments to new